Interactive Distractions, episode number 108. My name is Christopher Kio, and I'm here with Travis Baum.
What's going on?
And Mr. Jeff Chorney.
Word up.
And today we are going to be talking about action games and if they are oversaturating the market. But before that, we're going to do some distractions, news, and then afterwards we'll be doing some new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. But before we get into that, hey, Travis.
Hey.
How are you doing this week?
I'm doing quite well, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm okay, but I asked you first, so tell me what's up.
Well, fair enough. It's been a good week, man. I had a really, really good time. Went to the Saints game last Sunday. Watched my Saints whip on the Falcons.
They didn't whip on them. That's bullshit. Shut the fuck up.
They won, right? They won.
Yeah, 26-23. It wasn't a whipping.
It didn't look that way, but when you're there, it looked like a spanking. No, but other than that, you know, just normal stuff, work, playing video games. It was a really, really simple week, but it was a good one. So that's all for me, man. I'm just chilling out.
Cool, cool. Hey, Jeff, how about you, man?
Freezing my ass off.
Oh, yeah, you're in that Canada country, aren't you?
Mm. Yeah, yeah. It's not that as cold as some places like Milwaukee or I think Minnesota is really cold right now and Maine, but it's getting there. Still no snow, though. But, hey, the Olympic torch was going through Toronto today.
That's nice.
Cool.
That's pretty cool.
I didn't see it. Tanya was driving around and she saw like a bunch of people lining the streets. So she's like, I'm going to check it out. So she got out and took pictures of the torch as it was going by, as some poor dude was running in the cold with the torch. So, yeah, that's kind of cool on its way to Vancouver. Yeah, that's about it. Not that much happening like usual.
Okay, cool.
We lead boring lives.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm...
I yelled at a kid today on the subway.
Nice.
About what?
Well, not really, I didn't really yell at him. Well, okay, I was playing my DS, and I was playing Ninja Gaiden Dragon Sword. So, okay. I'm sitting there, and I was already in, like, grumpy mood, because I had, like a bad day at work. It was, like, whatever. It was, like, boring and just, like, monotonous, and I was like, this sucks. And then, so I'm sitting there, and I'm playing. And these kids and, like, I guess their parents come on, and they're just, like, going up and down the subway car, just being ridiculous. And then I guess one of them saw that I was playing a DS, so they were, like, standing there, like, kind of in front of me, like, but kind of away by a couple feet and just kind of, like, staring. I'm sitting there playing it, and then I can hear them be like, oh, what's he playing? I don't know what he's playing, whatever. And they kept, like, running back to their parents, running back to me, just staring. I could see them staring. And then eventually they'd, like, talk amongst themselves. I'm like, playing Ninja Gaiden! Like, Ninja Gaiden, like the grumpiest old man ever. I'm like, playing Ninja Gaiden.
Oh, so you're one of those.
Well, I was just in such a bad mood. I didn't really say it like that, but I think that's how it might have come off. I was like, I'm playing Ninja Gaiden. Because they kept saying, like, just fucking ask me. But of course they're kids. They're like five. They probably went and cried.
Cruel bastard.
No, I ended up showing them, like, hey, I'm a ninja. I'm, you know, killing stuff. Might not be a game for you, but whatever. They thought it was pretty cool. But yeah, the first reaction in my mouth could have been a little bit more calm, that's for sure.
Could have.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So that was my highlight.
Well, not much over here. You know, it's all about work right now and making sure that Crystal's comfortable in her last few months of being large. So yeah, I mean, it's been all about playing games this week. So Travis, why don't you tell us what you've been playing?
All right. Starting off with my usual mandatory
Modern Warfare. All right.
Absolutely, absolutely. I had a really, really bad week, and I'm starting to really see the flaws in the game the more I play it, and it's really kind of
like the people playing it.
Well, yeah, and might I say,
fucking campers.
The PS3 is really, really catching up with the 360 with the amount of douchebags you're running into.
Oh,
it is getting
no.
really, really bad. I don't know how many times I got called the N-word this week, but it happened like, all the time.
Yeah. Are you kidding
crazy.
Me?
How many times were you told what sexual orientation you were?
It was That's crazy. Like, and my mom apparently is a whore.
Oh, no, of course. Well, I could have told you that.
Yeah. It's weird. News
well,
to
you
me.
Know, your mom's a whore because you're apparently only 12. I mean, God forbid
right.
that you'd be,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
26 and married or whatever, however old you are. But
27.
Who's whatever.
Counting?
Trust me, in a couple of years, you'll be glad I left one off.
Maybe. So yeah, you know, I'm starting to see the flaws in the game, and I won't really harp on the next game too much, because I think we'll jump onto it when we talk about what Jeff was playing too. But played a little bit of Halo 3 after a long, long time, and you know, like one of the flaws that I'm really having trouble with, you know, I'm getting shot. Or getting shot at in Modern Warfare, and I try to run for cover, like just run past the wall, and I know I completely clear the wall, but for some reason the bullets still hit me, and I'm gone. And then, you know, Modern Warfare gives you the ability to look at the kill cam. You can see that guy actually shooting you from their perspective, and the crosshairs don't even come near you, and you can tell you've completely passed the, the wall. But just the game, the bullets have to register a certain way online, and you still get killed. And in Halo, that really doesn't happen. Like, you have to be spot on with your bullets. Now, it takes 1,000 bullets to kill you, but, you know. So, I mean, big up props to Bungie for having a game that's been out for a year and a half. Is that accurate?
It's been like two years.
Almost 2 years? Yeah. And, you know, for it to just the, I guess you would call it the bullet physics, to be just so much better than what, you know, Infinity Ward has been able to do. And I guess that's why Halo's multiplayer is still, you know, one of the top, you know, players. And it's staying up there. Like, you know.
They might just hide the lag better, though.
Yeah, they may, but it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, I was going to say if they put in replays, but you can replay an entire match in Halo 3 and you'll see exactly how you died, so.
Right, yeah. Right. So, mandatory Modern Warfare, Halo 3, which we'll talk about later, I guess, because we had a really good time with that.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun. Little Madden 10, got my ass whooped this week. I'm usually pretty good at Madden, but it wasn't going right. My buddy Boondock spanked my ass. You know, I'll be honest with you, I've never in my life rage quit in a game of Madden, and it was my first time ever rage quit, because nothing was going right for me, and I was starting to get a little pissed off, but I was all right.
You rage quit while playing one of your friends? Is that one of your real-life friends?
Yeah, one of my real-life friends. I've known him for 8 years. And
you rage quit. That's awesome.
Fucked up. Jim, I won't play Street Fighter with you no more.
Not really, dude. It's like when you're a kid and you're playing Street Fighter and you yank out your friend's controller. It's like the same thing. Yeah.
Or Mario Kart. Why'd you get that fucking Turner shell?
But I'll tell you what exactly happened, too. I mean, it's the long short of it. Nothing was going right for me. And I finally got like this long ball, 80-yard touchdown pass. Bam! What does he do? Right after returns the kickoff for a touchdown. I'm like, shit. Okay. Well, I do. First play from scrimmage. Boom. Another 70-yard touchdown pass. What does he do? Kickoff return for a touchdown. That's when I knew right there that I was not going to win this game. So I get the ball back finally. I'm only 3 points behind, and my guy's wide open, and I throw an interception. Suddenly, this guy just pops out of nowhere, intercepts the ball. It's the fourth quarter. I pause the game, and I was like, buddy, just when we started this game, it was decreed from on high that I was not going to win this game. Good game. Quit. That was it. I was just done. It wasn't me not accepting defeat. I totally accepted defeat. I was just so pissed off that nothing was going for me. And when something was, I just got my ass kicked. So if he's listening, sorry, I rage quit on you, buddy.
Well, if you told him you were quitting, that's not really rage quitting.
I mean, it was like 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, though.
Were you on voice chat or no?
Yeah. We were talking.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, at least you told him you were quitting. It's not like you just left.
Did you actually tell him you were quitting, or did it more like go like, you fucking cheap son of a bitch?
No,
you suck, you're an ass douchebag motherfucker.
Your mother's a whore.
I think my literal words were, Jesus Christ himself would not win this game against you. I quit. And turn the game off. I think those are close to my exact words. So, anyway, that was my Madden 10 experience. Wasn't a good one. It made me bitter for the rest of the week. Don't like to talk about it too much. And then Assassin's Creed 2, finishing up with that game. You know what? I love this game. I don't think I'm going to collect all the feathers. I don't think I'm going to do it. I wanted to complete the entire game, get the full 1,000 gamer score, but I don't think I'm just going to make the time to do it. Now, something tells me I'm going to be playing this game more, which we might talk about a little later. But yeah, I think my quest for all the feathers, for all 100 feathers, is pretty much over. So, but other than those, I do have another one, and Mr. Scott Sauer would have been pretty pissed if I left this one off.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're going to talk
about. Picked up Torchlight.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did he buy it or just get the awesome. Demo?
That shit is awesome. It actually really wants me like to really jump in and get Diablo 2 after I'm done with this, so I can see kind of like, you know, what was the origin of like creating these types of games and everything.
You'll like, if you like Torchlight, you will like Diablo 2.
I'm really loving it. Yeah. Really. I won't talk too much. I mean, I'm only like maybe 4 or 5 hours in. I'm actually still in the demo, which I'm kind of worried about. Jeff, you got the demo first.
I got the demo, literally played it for 3 minutes, and then decided I'm buying the game. So, but what I think it did do though, is when I clicked on, what I did was when I played the demo, I literally just picked on a character, put in whatever, and then played, and then deleted it, the character. But I know when I picked to download the full version, it seemed like it just downloaded an unlock key or something like that. That's what it seemed like, 'cause it didn't seem like it downloaded anything. It just put another desktop on my, or another icon on my desktop that just said Torchlight, and then I had Torchlight demo. So I was like, this is really weird. So
see, that's what I'm worried about, because I mean, I'm just running around just killing stuff and trying to, like, you know, get as much loot as I can, you know, beef my guy up, level up. And I've been playing for about 3-4 hours, and I'm like, okay, I've put some time in this guy. I really don't want to buy this game and start over though.
What part of the dungeon does the demo go to? Like, are you still...
Like, 3 or 4 levels. I've done a couple of actual quests, but then I've gone off. Like, when I had, like, you know, 5 or 10 minutes, I just go off and fight. Just randomly fight. Like, in the mines.
Yeah. Okay, so, it's not really too far in terms, you know, what level you're at? Because, I mean, I think from the... I get from the demo that you probably do get to carry your character in if it is just an unlock thing. But...
7 or 8, I think. Level 7 or 8.
Okay.
But I mean, I played a good bit for a demo. I played seeing that, you know, these demos that we get like on Xbox Live and PS3 are like what, 25 minutes at the most.
Oh yeah, at the most.
Yeah. So, you know, to play something for a few hours to really get a feel for the game. I mean, it's a great intro to the PC gaming and Steam experience that I've never, you know, had a chance to really get into. And I'm really excited about that. And it was a great little introduction to that. And I'm loving Torchlight. I'm definitely going to buy it. So Scott. Nice. You got to buy Assassin's Creed 2 now, which I think he did already. Actually,
Well, Amazon had it running for what, $40 the other day, so I'm pretty sure that he did buy it.
You better have, yeah.
Shit, I bought it. Well, I didn't actually buy it. Crystal bought it. It's one of my Christmas presents.
Yay! Can Christmas come early?
Hooray for games for Christmas!
And it's only like what, 7 days away? 8 days?
No
away?
Shit, yeah, it's like 8 days away, man.
I haven't bought a single present either, man. I got to get on it.
I did most of my shopping today. Yeah.
Anyway, that's all the games for me. That's all I've been playing.
Cool. Jeff, take it away, man.
Like Travis, played some Torchlight. Went up another couple levels last night. Played some God of War Collection. Still on the first one. I just noticed, by the way, I never tried doing this before, but I didn't realize you can just transfer saves so easily to your systems just by using a... like a flash memory card or something like that, which I've never really tried before. And I was like, I'm just going to try this, because the thing is, I don't like to play my main games in the bedroom, because if I play it on the main room, I save games there and I want to start all over again. So I was like, well, maybe I'm going to try this with God of War. And it worked. And I was like, oh, I didn't know you could do this. This is fucking awesome. And then so now I'm like playing different games now before I go to sleep, like just laying in my bed, which is rad. So it's like
you
something
fall asleep
brand
with the
new
system
to
on?
Me. Yeah, I haven't done that yet, but
yet.
I can see myself
is the main
doing
term
that eventually. Yeah. I'm playing a crap load of Dante's Inferno demo, actually. I play it, like, daily. I really like
Are
it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I really, really like it. I don't know, it's God of War, but maybe that's just going to be my fix until God of War 3, but I really, really like it. Same with the Bayonetta demo. I've played that quite a few times.
Well, she is hot, and she does get naked, so...
That is true. Forza 3. Played some of that. What else? Shadow Complex, actually.
Played really?
Quite a bit of the ads. I still haven't done my 100% playthrough yet. And man, that's hard. Some of the things you go into and you're like, yeah, I know there's a question mark right there, but how the hell do I get to it?
Yeah, right. And it can, like, be tough.
So, I was playing through that. Again, remind me how awesome that game is.
Oh man, that game is so sweet. That may actually be my, like, 360 game of the year. It may very well be.
I won't say anything now, but that may or may not be my game of the year, but we'll see. What are you saying, Travis?
I said I still have to beat that game. I haven't beat
what?
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's only like 10 minutes long.
I just find ways to disappoint Chris every episode. You haven't played Diablo? What? You haven't played Castlevania?
You have to play Diablo now. You haven't played Castlevania?
Yeah, I did. I was just making up a... Okay. I was seeing if I could freak him out.
No, see, he'd be fired if that were the case. All right, we're getting someone else for this damn show.
Played some Ninja Gaiden 2. I finally beat the chapter that was giving me problems before. And it was exactly one of those things where you try something so many times and you can't freaking do it. And then I took like 3 weeks from touching the game, came back, and beat the part of my first try. And I was like, what the crap? So, but it is getting cheap. So I'm going to go back and
Ninja Gaiden
like,
getting cheap, really?
Well, remember I was saying before, it's not really cheap. It's like you have to know like the game and kind of like just understand how to play it and stuff like that. And no, the later chapters than that, like I think I'm on chapter 10 now or something, 9 or 10, it gets flat out cheap. Like you don't know what's coming. Enemies can attack you from everywhere. You can't see them. If it isn't coming down to like memorization of certain stuff and you can't do it. And when I think of something as being like skill, you shouldn't have to memorize anything. So, because, I mean, you can memorize, like, any level in any game, but, I mean, memorizing something I don't think takes as much skill as, like, just beating something flat out by beating the actual game, if that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ninja Gaiden's been cheap since, like, the 90s.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't consider it cheap up until at least Chapter 8. Or in some parts in Chapter 7 that really frustrated me. I was like, hey, this is actually not fair. Other stuff, I was like, this is kind of fair. This is all right. But, yeah. These couple chapters and stuff that's, like, just flat out not fair. I'm like, this is just not fair! But, yeah, I'm still having fun with it. I'm still going back to it, and I want to get through it. And I did ask for Ninja Gaiden 2 Sigma, or Sigma 2 for Christmas, so we'll see what happens.
Cool.
Pixel Junk Shooter. I downloaded that last week.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't like the other Pixel Junk games. I thought Monsters was pretty boring. Racers didn't make any sense to me, but I only played the demo. And what was the other one? Eden? I was just like, meh. But Shooter, I've been really enjoying. That's another one of the games where I've been sitting in, you know, laying in my bed, play a couple levels before falling asleep, and I want to recommend that to everyone. Like, even if you didn't like the other Pixel Junk games, this one is, like, they've all been different. So I can't say, well, this one's different, because they all have been different, but this one's actually, for me, it was a lot of fun. But it's not really like a shooter. You are shooting and you are flying around, but it's more of like a puzzle game, I guess.
Which is why I didn't like, cool, which is why physics. I don't like the name Pixel Junk Shooter. I didn't like it at all. And you know, that's, they ran that little contest on naming their
the game.
The game. And I think Shooter is like one of the worst names they could have possibly given it.
It's, yeah.
Well, you're still shooting really a lot. Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah, but still that's still the main mechanic. You're just.
But it, to me, it doesn't sell. Like, I don't know. Shooter.
I think that
sound right.
Well, it doesn't sound right, but I think that'll probably get more people to buy it because it's called Shooter. Then if they call it like Pixel Junk, Liquid Metamorphosis or something, I don't know. Like,
yeah, I remember one of the front runners was like Elements. It was like Pixel Junk.
Oh, Elements. Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the front runners for it at the time.
That would have made sense too, actually.
Yeah, actually, that would have been really good.
I would have liked that. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually sent in a suggestion. It was Pixel Junk Splash.
Yeah, cool. That would make sense too, actually.
I like that.
Yeah, well, you lost.
Yes, I did lose.
And Shooter won.
I'm not bitter, though. I'm not bitter at all.
Not the least bit.
No, but I really like
not
it,
even
though.
A little
People
bit.
It. It's
they
should have
called it Pixel Junk Shmup.
Shmup.
But it's one of my favorite downloadable games this year, for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's fun.
I've gotten through, like, the first world so far, and you don't really get to see. I mean, it literally. I mean, Pixel Junk Element is a really, really good name for it because there is so much to it. It's like most of what they showed off in videos and stuff was like the water versus the lava, which is like the first world.
That's like the first level world. Yeah.
And then as you get deeper into the planet, you know, you get into like the ice realm and that kind of thing.
And, yeah, and there's gas.
And like the lava will ignite the gas and make it, you know, explode and stuff like that. So, I mean, there's a lot of little mechanics about it like that. And it's very puzzly. You know, the way that the game plays, there's a lot of, there is actually a lot of puzzle solving to it as far as like trying to get all of the, trying to rescue all the workers and that kind of stuff. So,
but at its core, is it like a twin stick shooter? Because I'm not too familiar with it.
I'd still call it a twin stick shooter because I mean, that's how the gameplay is based around that. Like you're still left analog controls your ship, right analog controls your aim, and then you, the triggers are to shoot.
Right. And that's kind of why I wouldn't call it a twin stick shooter, because most twin stick shooters, it's like left controls you, and right fires in the direction you fire. And
yeah, that's semantics, though. So. I mean, that's the difference between one button of making the thing fire. It's still, it's, if you were to take away that right bumper to shoot, and it shot automatically if you use the right trigger or the right analog, it would just continually shoot. And the reason they couldn't do that is because you have the grappling hook and you have the other
right.
It just wouldn't do it. It's still, I would still say it's, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a twin stick shooter in my book. Still, yeah.
It's still based kind of on a twin stick shooter, that kind of control scheme. But you know, it's something that we kind of touched on last week. It's, you know, even Shadow Complex was kind of like that, where, you know, you move with one, you control your aim with the other, and you fire with a button. So it's basically that type of control scheme.
Yeah, I think, the only difference is, like, because Pixel Junk Shooter is a lot slower paced than any other twin stick shooter, like Geometry Wars or, what's it called? Why do I always forget the name? Super Stardust?
Yeah.
That, you got to move around fast and shoot fast. So it's like, the second you aim, you're shooting. So they're like, we don't need to do that. Like, we're slow. Unless you hold the sticks in one direction. Then you get a little burst of speed, which is kind of cool. But yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, it's a good game. Definitely well worth the $10. If you guys are on PSN, highly suggest downloading that game.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Actually, thanks to AOTS from VGevo, he actually hooked me up with a Battlefield Bad Company 2 beta code.
Nice.
Which I only played once because I was like, I got to play this before the beta ends. I think it ends this weekend. And I threw it on, jumped in, I got spawn cammed for about 10 deaths in a row and said, fuck it. I was spawned.
Seriously?
Yo, dead serious. There was a tank. A guy had a tank, and we could not get past him. Every time I would be spawned, I would be looking at the tank. He wouldn't even be aiming at me. I'd be like, I don't even know how to take this guy out, first of all, because I don't know the controls. I don't know if I have grenades. I don't know if I have a rocket launcher. And he would just come around, boom, dead. And then obviously no one else knew how to take him out either, because he sat there for this entire 5 minutes that I played this game for, just taking us out. And I'm like, this is retarded. Like, what am I supposed to do? So I'm like, okay, I'll try it again later. But I haven't gone back to it yet. It looks pretty. But what first-person shooter games don't look pretty these days? So
right. That is true. Yeah. That is true.
Halo 3. We popped in Halo 3, was it like Monday or something like that, or Tuesday?
Something like that. Monday or Tuesday. Yeah. It was a good time.
There's people, it was like Colonel Satan was on there from VGevo. Metal Slugga from Game & Talk was there. He joined us for a bit. There's a bunch of people. Well, we had about we had quite a few at some point.
We had a lot.
Captain Harlock. Yeah, there's a bunch of people, and who is Craig and stuff, but it was awesome because for the longest time, we were wanting to, because Travis was like, we got to play this game mode. I don't know what it's called. I think it's called Cliffhanger, where it takes a section of this level that's cut off, and there's a cliff, and everyone gets in a warthog, you got to push each other off. So we're like, hey, this sounds pretty fun. Let's do it. And none of us could find the maps. Like, it took forever. Yeah. So we sat in the lobby just waiting and waiting. We said, okay, we'll play these other games or whatever. Oh, actually, this is another funny story. I got to say this, too. Sorry, Colonel Satan, but this deserves to get out there. Before we started playing, he was like, we're going to play Halo? We're like, yeah, we're going to play some Halo. He's like, all right, cool. Are we going to be using the ODST disc? I'm like, yeah, so we can play the new maps. He's like, all right. So he puts it in. He's like, I don't know. It's not loading up. It keeps saying, put in the Halo 3 multiplayer disc. So we're like, okay, well, which one do you put in? He's like, that's the one I put in. And I'm like, okay, well, load up the game. What happens? I load up the game, and it's the Halo OD. It comes with the Halo ODST menu. And I was like, that's really weird. I'm like, hey, we'll back out to the dashboard, and what icon does it show in your My Xbox thing? Like, what disc is in there? He's like, it says Halo 3 ODST. So we're checking, we check our friends list, and it says Halo 3 ODST is in his machines. So we're like, oh man, maybe they put, you got two versions of ODST.
And he's like, and not the multiplayer disc.
And not the multiplayer disc. And he's like, oh damn, that would suck. He's like, all right, well, I'll go find my Halo 3 disc. So he's searching around for 10 minutes, and he's like, oh, okay, well, I found my Halo 3 disc. And we're like, okay. So we're like, well, and then we're just sitting there waiting for him. So we play a couple games. So literally half an hour goes by, maybe 35 minutes. And then he's like, oh my God. We're like, what? What'd you do? He's like, did you find it? Was it in the cat litter box or in the dog dish bowl? Whatever's being ridiculous. He's like, I shouldn't even say this is, I'm the biggest freaking idiot. We're like, well, what do you do? It's like, it was in my PS3.
What?
So we actually had the disc. Because we were like, are you sure you have the disc that says multiplayer, like complete multiplayer Halo 3? He's like, yes. He's like, I put it in. And he didn't realize, though, because he said he's when he's looking for his Halo 3 disc, he saw his PS3 was on. He's like, why is my PS3 on? Weird. So he turned it off. And he's like, wait, I remember putting the disc in. And then he ejected it, and it was the Halo 3 ODST multiplayer disc. Hilarity ensued.
That's so good.
yeah, it was pretty funny. But then, yeah, finally, I think about midnight or something like that, we managed to find the map and the game type that we wanted and downloaded it, and then we're like, oh, we'll try this game once. And then we ended up playing it for a good probably 40 minutes, half an hour or something like that afterwards.
That's really fun.
It's really fun. You're basically just, everyone jumps into a Warthog and it's like bumper cars and you got to knock people off the cliff. And it was nice. The shenanigans that would happen. Like, people would wait by the cliff and wait for someone to go speeding towards them and like back out really quick and have them like drive off. Or people would try to like jump out of their Warthog and then accidentally jump off the cliff. And yeah,
yeah.
It was good times. It was some of the most fun I've had with Halo in a long time.
That's nice. It was fun. It was a good time. Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, that's all I've really played. That's all I really, there's like a lot of games, but yeah, that's it.
Alright, cool. Let's see, what have I played? I played Ghostbusters. I've been playing that some more.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I actually have been playing it the past few weeks, and I just keep forgetting to mention it because I don't write down the shit that I'm going to talk about. So I played a little bit of that. It's still pretty fun. I'm actually playing through the game on hard, so I'm at a mission where it's kicking my fucking ass, and I'm thinking about starting over. I've been playing a lot of Phantasy Star Zero. Still mm-hmm. chipping away at that. God, what else? God of War Collection. As I said last week, I finished God of War 1, so I started on God of War 2. Beautiful game, just looks better. I mean, it's like,
oh yeah,
you know, you think about the way that you remember God of War 2 looking on the PS2 and how good it looked on the PS2. And then you drop the collection in and you play it on PS3 and it's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
So played a little of that and, let's see what else. Valkyria Chronicles, should probably talk about mm-hmm. that a little bit.
Don't talk about it too much, though.
Not going to talk about it too much, Nabashin did challenge four members of four different podcasts, me included, to play Valkyria Chronicles to completion within a two-month period, starting on December 16th, which was this past Wednesday. We have until February 16th, and, you know, we'll see. Basically, it boils down to whoever...
I don't think anyone's going to need that long.
I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, the thing is...
Chris, I don't think anyone's going to need that long.
Are you trying to say that I should hurry up and beat the damn game?
Well, why are you doing
like
this podcast?
Chapter 12 already? You're kicking ass, right?
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I'll let you guys take over. I'm going to go play Valkyria Chronicles.
All right, perfect.
Oh, okay, cool. So anyway.
No, Travis. No, seriously. It's pretty cool. The participants are me and Mark from PS Nation, Scott from Gamers Only Older, and... ironically, Justin from 360 Nation has been challenged to play this PS3 game.
Yeah, I got a vote. No offense, Justin, but I think you're not going to beat it. I think you're going to come.
Well,
to
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, doesn't he have an obligation to play 360 games? It's you know, I mean, he can't spend all of his time playing Valkyria Chronicles.
I just figured out of all those people,
games.
He's got the most similar game habits as me, and I think he'll play it for a bit and then just be like, oh, look at that pretty color on that other game, and then not touch
ooh,
it.
Shiny, and yeah, go exactly. to something else.
Whereas Mark, yourself, and Scott, well, Scott's just really competitive. There's no way. Like, once you challenge him at anything, he's not going to give up until he, like, at least yeah. gives it his best go. Yeah, and then Mark's yeah. usually pretty thorough with his games, and then yeah. same
in,
with you.
In reality, the way it boils down is that I think that the person who's probably going to come out winning this is going to be Scott, because of the fact that he's so competitive, number one, and number two, because he already got to chapter fucking 14 in this game.
One time already.
And then he had to start over. Meanwhile, I looked it up. There's only 18 chapters of this game. So he already has three-fourths of the game. You know, he's already done three-fourths of this game. So he kind of has an advantage in that front. But
keep this in mind. He can't play tomorrow night. He can't play
yeah, this,
Saturday.
This weekend, he's going to be
that's
pretty
right.
busy.
He's screwed. So
it's like,
Chris,
all right,
I need to
get my ass in gear this weekend because I'm
I expect
I'm
you to be dead
here.
Tired on Monday morning.
Chris, buddy, I'm going to come over. I'm going to bring you some Sonic food. and about two cases of Red Bull. And we're gonna just get you jacked up, man. And we're gonna play that all night. And I'm gonna coach you and cheerlead you.
Well, you know,
that's actually a good idea.
You were supposed to come over Sunday so I could show you how to edit the show.
No. That's this Sunday, buddy.
Right. That's what I mean.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, while he's practicing editing, you can practice your grind.
Valkyria Chronicles. There we go.
Exactly.
There we go. I'll edit the show for you.
That would be awesome.
So far, guys, we apologize for next week's show, it's going to turn out, because I'm editing it.
We apologize for the audio quality of this show, because Travis edited it. The one thing that I said, see, the four of us actually have a little email thread going on, because we were actually talking about doing a special podcast with the four of us, and maybe, you know, grabbing Nabish and bringing him on board too for it. But, one of the things that I said on that email thread, and I said it on Twitter too, is, you know, I really can't think of a game that has come out this generation that is as stylistically beautiful as Valkyria Chronicles. I mean, this game is just gorgeous. It really is. And, you know, I'm actually mad at myself that I put it down in the first place, because, you know, I've only put in like 3-4 hours into the game so far since we started playing it yesterday. And I'm already further than I was when I started playing the game, when I was talking about it earlier this year. You know,
it's, oh, wow.
That's crazy. It's easy to get sucked into this game, and the strategies that you have to use. I mean, you definitely have to be strategic playing this game, because you can't just level up your characters and blast through it. It doesn't work that way, because leveling up your characters really doesn't do much of shit. You know, it's more than anything, it unlocks new potentials for your characters, and it unlocks new commands for the main character, Welkin. But in reality, it doesn't do anything in the way of offense or defense for your characters.
No, it's position and who to attack with.
Yeah, it's all about your strategy, and it's a lot of luck too, because, you know, as you're running through the terrain, if there is an enemy in range, they can fire at you while you're running through the terrain. So, I mean, it all depends on what kind of luck they have with actually hitting you, during the time that you're running across the field. So, you know, there's a lot of strategy involved. There's a lot of luck involved in this too. And it's just a fantastic game. And I'm really glad that this is happening right now, because I'm glad that I'm going back to it. I'm really enjoying the hell out of myself. So,
we hope you are too.
Yes. Yes, I am. But yeah, that's about it right now. So, Jeff, I'm going to pass it back to you and let you do some news.
Does that mean it's time for some news?
Oh, hold on a second. I'm sorry.
Hey, holding.
I did this last week, so I don't want to do it again this week. Borderlands. Holy shit. I keep forgetting to mention this damn game. I've been playing the shit out of some Borderlands right now. I think I'm like level 27 or 28 now. Which is, you know, it's,
so you haven't beat it yet, right?
No, I haven't beat it yet. What I ended up doing is when I was about level, well, last week I said I was around level 19, right? Shortly after that, I grabbed the DLC, Ned's Zombie Island, and pretty much went through all of that, and that was such a fucking blast. And I think part of the reason I enjoyed it so much was because it felt like I was in a real zombie game, because of the just the way that it worked out, because of what level I was at. I was at level 19, so everything that I was fighting was level 15. So I'm walking around with this powerful ass shotgun and just blowing shit away left and right. So it really, really felt like I was in a zombie movie, and it was entertaining as hell.
Did you do it by yourself, or were you with other people?
No, I was still using my solo character. It's, you know, I haven't had much of a chance to get co-op going on. So you guys see me on Borderlands playing Borderlands. Send me a message. If you want to play some co-op, I'm down for that. You know, I've got like three characters.
Right?
What's that?
PC, right?
Yeah, PC version. So if you're on Steam and you see me playing Borderlands, you know, jump on, ask me if I want to play. I've got three different characters that I can play with. So, let's do it. Love that fucking game. But yeah, that's okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jeff.
All right. Is it my turn?
My bad. Yeah, it's your turn to talk. My bad.
All right. This is my fucking show for the next 10 minutes. Okay.
Go for it.
All right. So listen up. Okay. Final Fantasy 14.
Hey, I know that game.
It's coming out before Final Fantasy 13.
Final Fantasy Online 2.
Yeah, basically. I don't know why they didn't just call it that.
And neither do I.
If you're interested in it, the PC beta application is up there to sign up. You can actually find that on Square's site, or if you want, you can go to interactivedistractions.com and just click on the news article there, and we have a link to it. But you can sign up for the beta. You can sign up for the beta, and it's just the PC right now. They did say it is going to come over to the PS3 as well when they get all that, when they get that all sorted out.
Did you guys sign up?
I didn't sign up, no, because I don't think my computer's going to run it. So.
Oh, yeah. Shit. That's right. I did sign up.
I signed up. I'm kind of in hoping that this computer I got from Jason will run it. So, but this computer can run 11, so I'm kind of hoping that it'll run, you know, 14.
Yeah, I'm sure it won't be too like resource hungry.
Yeah, you might have to lower your settings a little bit, but you should be
maybe.
Okay. You should be okay.
Hey, I can run Torchlight. I can run anything.
That's what I thought too.
And then he loaded up Duke Nukem, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, this looks like crap.
Yeah, no kidding, eh? A couple things you have to have a lot of hard drive space. So
which I do.
Speaking of resources, check.
Cool.
You got to be able to kind of report bugs or whatever, and you have to speak either English, Japanese, German or French.
I don't speak English. I speak American.
That bugs the hell out of me. But that's another conversation. What are some other rules on there? Oh, yeah. You can only sign up once, and you can't change any of your details once you sign up. So once you sign up, like, that's it. It's done. You can't change anything. And you also have to be 18 or over. And there's going to be a couple rounds of it. So if you don't get invited for the first round, don't worry. There's going to be a few more. So have patience. But yeah, so it's up there. So if you want to sign up, go for it. It's there.
I just really hope that they change some of the structure of their
online. I hope
online.
They change a lot of shit.
Yeah, I really do. Did any of you guys play 11?
Oh yeah.
For a long time. Yeah.
All right, do you guys remember the whole multi-class quest that you had to do?
Nope.
Did you have to have somebody from every class or something? Yeah.
No. Basically, you had to collect like three specific items before you could actually multi-quest. Or multi-class.
Oh, that's like the very first thing you do, isn't it?
No, you don't
do it until level 18. You have to wait until level 30.
Oh, well then
oh, no. Yeah, it is level 18.
Level 18.
Hell no. I got to like level 5 in 25 hours. I'm like, this is stupid.
Well,
I was level freaking 5 or 6, and I put like 20-something hours, and I couldn't kill a turnip by myself.
A turnip.
Like, people would laugh at me. Literally, I got to the point where I'm sitting there like, whack! And then the thing, I'd be like, aha, take that. 3 damage, and then it would hit me with its sprout or whatever the hell it was. And
hey,
be like,
show some respect. All right, it was a mandragora.
Whatever it is. It looks like a turnip.
And the way the game setup was, it was really weird. Like you mentioned, you know, you hope it gets better. You know, you solo from level 1 to 10 at the most, and then after that, the only way you can level up is if you party with people, and then finding parties was literally hours of your time.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're going, God forbid,
you were a fighter or something, nobody needed you.
Oh my God.
I mean,
or a thief.
If you were a white mage, dude, everybody fucking wanted to be your friend if you were a white mage. But if you're a fighter,
nobody wants to know you.
Nobody wants to know you.
Mm-mm. Yeah. He's a dime a dozen, man.
That's right.
Yep.
You're a fucking expensive whore on the cheapest part of the fucking city. It's like,
my issues with Final Fantasy XI all boiled down to that one quest. Where you were trying to multi-class. You had to collect like 3 different items, like 3 super fucking rare items.
Yeah, rare drops from the monsters.
Yeah. And I knew that this was coming because I had heard from friends that are also playing the game. Hey, at level 18, you're going to have this quest. It's going to make it so you can multi-class. So at level 16, I start trying to collect these items, right? I'm fighting the enemies. I'm in the parties that I need to be in to get these items. So I get 2 of them and I'm missing 1 of them.
Now, does everyone in your party get that item? Or no,
you have to roll for that shit. You have to roll for that shit. All right, so 2 times I see, well, actually multiple times I see this item pass through my party. 2 of those times I rolled over a 90 for the damn thing and still didn't come up with it.
Oh, when you're casting your lot for it?
Yes, when I'm casting the lot for it, I rolled over a 90 and still didn't get it. So, I got to level 21 and still didn't have this fucking item that I needed for a level 18 quest. So, at this point, none of the lower level people want to party up with me to get this damn thing because I fuck up their experience. I fucked up all the experience they get. Then none of the higher level people want to get it because it's too low a level of quest. So, yeah. I'm trying to solo this shit, and I'm sorry. Whether you know it or not, in Final Fantasy XI, if you're level 21 and you're soloing against level 18, 19, 20 enemies, you're getting
your
ass kicked every time.
At that point, you're fighting carrots, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's ridiculous. The game is so fucked up, and there are so many things wrong with it, and they need to fix them all before 14.
I'm sure they fix it, because, I mean, I think they learned a lot. But to tell you the truth, the only MMO that really has a little bit of my interest here is KOTOR. Knights of the Old Republic.
The Old Republic?
Old Republic. Yeah,
that looks
KOTOR.
Good.
Yeah, Old Republic does look ridiculous. Really good.
Yeah, that looks pretty awesome. And it looks like it'll probably run on my PC. It looks like it's got the same kind of style as, like, a World of Warcraft, just a little bit more detailed, so... We'll see. But MMOs do scare the hell out of me. That's for sure. Yeah. But if you, as you're waiting for your reply from them to see if you get accepted, you can go ahead and download the Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker demo right now on PSN.
All
right.
What?
The English version for the PSP.
Nice.
Remember that one that was released for TGS, like, back in the summertime?
Yeah, they released the Japanese one a while ago.
Yep. So, it's up there now on PSN. You can go grab that for your PSP and give it a whirl. Give it a shot. Apparently, they've added some extra stuff to it. They haven't said what. They just said there's more.
I definitely need to do that, because I grabbed the Japanese one, but I didn't really play it because I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, it was really, really hard to like find out, especially when you know they're giving you instructions like via a tutorial, and you really don't know what you're supposed to do. It was really tough, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll probably grab it, try it, give it a shot.
I'm definitely going to. I didn't download the Japanese one, so.
All right.
All right, we'll give that a shot. Assassin's Creed 2. We know Travis loves it. We'll have some impressions of that probably just after Christmas, I'm guessing. Definitely before our Game of the Year show, because we want to get that in there. DLC was announced a while ago, but now they've come out and said when they're coming and how much they're going to be. The first one is called The Battle of Forli. It's going to be released sometime in January for $3.99. That's a pretty good price. I don't mind that. It's gonna have.
To me, it's a scary price. Like,
why
that's
is that?
Too good of a price.
Well,
I'm
yeah,
just more or less
to be like
worried.
A gig. Each of these is like a gig large, aren't they?
They're a nice size, but it's also a really pretty
What's
game.
What's included?
Really, yeah.
It's 5 new missions, or some memories, and also there's gonna be more use of Da Vinci's flying machine. Which Travis, you said that you only really use that like once or twice in the game.
You only have to use it in the campaign one time.
And it's fun.
Just one mission. It's awesome. It's really fun because you're able to fly over the city and you get. I mean, you know these lookout points in the game where you find your missions, mm-hmm. Give you a really good view of the city. But for some reason, it's real dark and you're floating through the air. It's really really awesome and you got to find these like gusts of hot air coming from these chimneys, like the stay up and everything. It's really really fun. But yeah, it's only you don't get a good chance to get really good at it because it's only one mission.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, the second one is actually The Bonfire of the Vanities, which is going to just arrive 1 month later in February for $4.99. So it's going to be a dollar more, but it gives you 10 new missions. So you're getting basically double the content for $1 more. And it's something called a springboard jump to help Ezio move around. And this is actually written by Travis. He put this up on the news. So he knows a lot more about this than I do. So, what are they talking about? Springboard jump? Like, what is this?
I don't know. It's like some sort of spring jump. It's just a new move that he can do. And, I'm actually excited about that. I haven't really seen DLC, like a DLC add-on be able to add like a new move to add to, what you can physically do.
Mm-hmm.
Not anything that I've played, especially like a free roaming game.
Yeah, new weapons and stuff like that, but you hardly ever get like new animations or anything.
New anime, exactly. Yeah. And, that's just I'm really excited about that to see that. I am worried that this price point is so low because
it's extremely low and it's coming from Ubisoft.
Yeah, and so. It makes me question what is this going to be like? Am I going to download this and everything's going to be text based like they didn't is it going to be what's going to piss me off with this price point?
There's 100 more flags to collect.
Oh yeah, heaven forbid.
It's structured like Assassin's Creed 1.
I would like to see more things that you can do with the monetary system. Because right now I have like 500,000 florins and I can't do anything with it because I bought everything. I want to be able to buy more things. I want to be able to add more stuff to the city and mansion that I kind of own and everything. I want to be able to do more with that. Not just adding more storyline, but adding more content into the overall game. Adding more content to what made this game brilliant in the first place, which is not the missions. It was, everything that you can do, if they can add to that with this DLC, that would make me happy. If it's just missions, just memories, then okay, I can probably justify the price point, and I'm probably not going to be too worried if you're just getting total 15 missions, 16 missions, I think it is. So yeah. I guess they're going to give us more information, but I'm definitely going to be getting it soon, and I'll post impressions on the site whenever I do play it.
Cool. Sounds good.
Awesome. Cool. Dead or Alive.
Boobies.
Beach Volleyball. Yes, lots of boobies. Jason and myself, as mentioned this before, that was one of our guilty pleasures. Like, you talk more about the extreme one. I was more of a fan of the original Xbox version, which apparently is the version that's going to be being ported over to the PSP. It is hitting the PSP in Japan. There's no announcement whether or not this is going to come to North America, but luckily the PSP is region free, so it's not not region locked, so you can pretty much import anything you want or go to your local import store and pick that up. And I actually think this will be a really good game to play on a portable system, and not because you can bring it to the bathroom or whatever you want with it, because the volleyball mechanic in this game is actually really, really fun, and I've heard that was one of the things that the second one lost, like they made it actually worse. No, it's fun, dude. It's addicting. And so is buying your teammates gifts and new bathing suits and stuff.
And watching boobies.
And watching boobies.
Total TNA game. That's okay.
It's not. It's actually fun. Try it. Don't knock it till you try it. Trust me.
That's what she said.
Mega Man 10 was announced like last week through Nintendo Power, saying it was going to come to WiiWare. This week, Capcom let it be known that it's not just hitting WiiWare. It's going to hit the PSN and Xbox Live Arcade as well. It's going to be the same style, of course, as Mega Man 9, which came out was it earlier this year? I think it was, right? Mega Man 9?
I think it was late last year, wasn't it?
Was it? I don't know. I didn't actually play it, but
I didn't either. I don't remember.
But yeah, it's going to be the same style, like the 8-bit style. You can go. I'm not really into that, but I mean, a lot of people seem to love it, and people will get to love it all over again sometime next year.
Yeah, those games are torture.
They are.
The graphics whore in me is just upset that they didn't go 16-bit instead of 8-bit.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I definitely agree with like wanting to go back to like the roots and have that old school feel, but 16-bit holds up so much better than 8-bit. Really, it really really does.
Mm-hmm.
So you wish they kind of did more of the Mega Man like X series, like the Super Nintendo?
Yeah, I kind of wish that. It's like, I played Mega Man 8 all the way through, which was on PS1, and they did a lot with the visuals in that game. And it was gorgeous.
Really good looking.
It was gorgeous. Yeah. I wasn't expecting them to go that far. I didn't want them to go that far because I think when it comes to that, they put too much into the visuals of the game and not enough into the fun that makes Mega Man what it is. But I loved the look of the 16-bit Mega Man games, and that's what I wish they would have went back to.
Well, maybe 11.
Maybe. We'll see. Or maybe they'll have, what is it? What are they up to, like, X8 now? Something like that? Maybe they'll have a Mega Man X8 that'll be downloadable, and it'll have 16-bit graphics or something.
Hey, how much did Mega Man 9 sell for, like, on the
$10, I believe.
$10, yeah.
So what do you think is... And it sold pretty well, right? I mean...
It sold pretty well.
So... What must be Capcom's like return on investment? Like, what's their overhead for making a game
ridiculous.
That would have to be really cheap? They had to make a ton of money off of that.
I'm sure they have, yeah.
Had to.
Oh, for sure.
It's smart though.
Well, especially releasing it across all three platforms. I mean, that's got to make a big difference right there. You know, if you don't have to do any major modifications to put it on one system to the next, and with a a game that's that. You know, I'm trying humble when it comes to like visuals and stuff like that. It doesn't require a whole lot of power. So, you know, I can see it taking very little effort to port from say Wii to 360 to PS3. So all their money is basically going into their pocket. So
there's more graphical intense games on Xbox Live, indie channel thing.
Mega Man 9 and 10.
So I mean, it's obviously not costing them a lot of money at all.
Can you imagine sitting around playing games? Hey man, did you see Mega Man 10 on 360? Yeah. It looks terrible on the PS3. Frame rate's terrible. Oh,
but you see that shit on the Wii, man.
I think it's 70.
Sprite flicker?
Really
holy. It flickers at least 3 more times per 5 seconds. And apparently you can turn that shit on, too, if you want to. They actually programmed
it in. Do they have the slowdown when there's too much stuff on the screen?
Oh, I hope
so. Does it mimic the NES?
I really wish they would do it with, like, this Mega Man game or other games, too, if they want to go retro. What was that that shmup that they released on Xbox Live where you can change from the retro graphics to
R-Type.
The updated R-Type?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they did it with Monkey Island, too, where you can go back to those old-school graphics or have the updated graphics.
Right, right.
They should have done that with this game. I think that would have been a really good selling point,
so
too.
The people that want that stuff
can... Spend a little extra money, Capcom. Spend a little extra money.
Exactly. And give us Strider.
Strider. Shit! Where the hell is that?
That's a good game.
I love Strider.
Such a good game. Such a good game.
It's fun.
Well,
cool. What else we got?
We have no Strider to play, but the three of us spend a lot of time in home.
Oh.
PlayStation Home.
Like every day.
Yeah,
that's the reason. Home is the reason I bought a bigger hard drive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, now you're going to have something to do in home. Something more to do.
You mean besides buy clothes for over ridiculous prices?
And wait for a spot to bowl?
And wait for a spot.
Oh, just wait. Hold on. It gets better. Today,
how could that possibly be better?
This is Thursday. You can go in there. They've added like an MMO type game. Okay, it's called Sodium One.
Sodium?
Yes, Sodium. It's like salt.
I was
gonna say. I'm not even kidding. The first game that you play in this is called Salt Shooter. Salt Shooter. So basically, you're gonna walk into home in the main plaza. You guys know where the main plaza is, right? I mean, you know it like the back of your hand. You're gonna see a portal. Okay, you following?
Are there two different colors? Like, can I shoot one portal on one side and one portal on the other and, like, go through one portal and come out the other? Does it work?
No, it's not portal. Stay with me here, buddy. Stay with me. Okay?
You're ruining this for me, Jeff. Come on.
You're going to walk into a portal. There's going to be a chick named Vicky there. She's going to tell you what to do. You're going to enter
Salt
Shooter.
I like it when Vicky tells me what to do.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to...
Dirty girl.
Unfortunately, Vicky only has like five types of facial hair to choose from, but...
You know, that's... And no full beards.
Yeah. She can only have a goatee.
Yeah, five was overshooting it by like four and a half. You're going to basically help replacing robots with... Help players hunt robots with tanks.
And you shoot
it's going to be free.
Them?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, so I'm guessing it must be somehow some advertising. I haven't tried it out yet. I can't wait till, though. It's the first thing I'm going to do once we stop recording. But you can buy stuff in the game, like items that'll go anywhere between 99 cents and $4.99.
Okay.
Now, I have heard from Tondog and DGVO, actually, I saw this in the show box, that $4.99 actually buys everything you can in the game.
Hmm.
Which, I guess, isn't that bad. I mean, if it depending on what it is, I don't know. I can't wait to try this. But, I mean, yeah. And they're going to keep adding to this, like, every month or whatever. They're going to add some kind of new game that everybody can play. So it's not one of those ones where you have to wait in line in home, which I think is the most ridiculous thing ever. They put in those arcade machines, and you actually have to wait in line to play them.
You have to wait in line to play the arcade machines
things.
At home.
Yeah.
See, for this $4.99, do they give you, like, clothes and stuff to you? I mean, do you get on, like, any, like, jeans or maybe T-shirts or something?
I don't think so.
See, it would really make it worth it if you paid the $4.99 and they gave you a T-shirt, and on the back of the T-shirt in big letters, it said, "Who
gives a shit?
Gives a shit.
Salt
Shooter."
<Mm-mm>.
Oh, here comes the pepper bat.
I try to intake as least amount of sodium as I can. That causes cancer, guys. Sodium
salt
shooter. Home
that's
causes
doesn't.
Cancer.
Home cures it, man. What are you talking about?
PlayStation. You saw those new commercials? PlayStation does everything. It also causes cancer if you play home.
Maybe you're like shooting. Yep.
Have you guys been into home at all?
Not
define
like
at all.
The first and second day.
Have you loaded home at all?
I deleted it too because back when my hard drive started filling up, like I have to get rid of something.
Yeah.
Oh, what's this? Oh, it's home, man. Get rid of that.
Delete. I've been at home once. All right. I went into home. I made my little avatar or whatever like that. I was walking around my apartment. I tried to walk out the door and it said now downloading 23 megs. Yeah. I'm like, what?
Yeah. And every time you yeah, go to a new area. I went in there thinking, oh, my dude looks kind of like me. This is pretty awesome. And I go into home, and there's like right away, I see like 13 other dudes wearing the exact same thing as me, same haircut.
Same
like,
shirt.
Yeah, I'm like, this is retarded.
Same awesome pair of headphones.
Same shirt that says who gives a shit?
Yeah, I understand some people do like home, but I don't picture it. It is a total social network outside of the PS3. That's what I picture it as, even though it's on PS3. That's why I personally don't give a rat's ass about it. Why would I want to play a game called Salt Shooter when I have Uncharted 2?
Salt Shooter.
Killzone or Pixel Junk Shooter or anything like that. Like, I don't see
why
the
would I
want to
play Salt Shooter when I have Lair?
Dude, actually, you know what? I might want to play Salt Shooter. But, I mean, they must be making money off this stuff because or else they wouldn't do it, right?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, people are buying it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It's just not us.
That's it for your news, people. If you want to check out some any news that we might have missed, just check out interactivedistractions.com. That's updated every day with it's updated every day with updated news and stuff like that, because our podcast, not necessarily updated news by the time you hear it.
That's right.
So check it out for all your news goods.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, Jeff.
No problem.
Hey, guys.
Yay.
Hey.
Let's take a break.
Taking a break?
Yeah. Yes. Let's do it. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some action games and whether or not the genre is oversaturated coming this current year.
Oversaturated.
2010, I should say. After that, we're going to do some new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay tuned, and we'll be back right after this.
See you. It's time to wake up.
Hello, Internet. I wanted to take a second and talk to you guys about...
Hey! What you doing?
Kind of in the middle of something. Working on promoting the podcast, you know?
Really? That's what we're calling it now?
It's kind of...
Really? It's just an hour and a half of two huge dorks and a Mexican bullshitting about movies, music, and video games live on the internet every Thursday.
As I was saying, you can check us out at
Hey, buddies. What are you guys doing?
Recording a promo for the podcast, or at least trying to, without you guys fucking interrupting me.
Is that really what we're calling it now? I mean, really, it's just an hour and a half of two white bitches and me talking about musics, movies, and video games, and it's broadcast every Thursday.
Just go to expletivedeletedpodcast.com. Fuck.
And welcome back.
Welcome back.
Today we are talking about action games, because there's a shit ton of them coming out in the next few months. And we're wondering what people think about that, and if it's an oversaturated market, kind of like first-person shooters are. So with that, you guys gave us some response to this, so I'm going to pass the show over to Travis and let him read some emails.
We got so many, I would dare to even say we only have two.
That's
so we're going to start off with our buddy Hermes. Hello, Indus. About the question of the
Hello.
Week, I do think we are seeing an oversaturation, not of the amount of games, but of the calendar. All of the major releases in the genre are packed on the following 3 months, but some are released on the very same day. Bayonetta and Darksiders on January 9th, then we have Dante's Inferno in February, and God of War 3 in March. I might be forgetting someone, but the situation is actually worse. I know these are games that usually take relatively little time to complete because of the lack of multiplayer, so they can share a relatively close window, but the same day? Some of those games are pretty similar. So most people will have to choose and get the other one later on, or use their some people will have to choose and get the other one later on, used or bargain. I understand that some games got delayed so they don't compete with Modern Warfare 2, but what is the logic of moving games like Dante's Inferno to avoid a FPS so it'll compete with a more similar, more established, widely popular inspiration? Mm-hmm. There was no game of that style for the holiday season unless I stretch the comparison to games like Arkham Asylum. And the worst part is the rest of the year seems like it's going to be pretty empty on that front too. Regards, Hermes from Uruguay.
Uruguay.
Wow, that's far away.
Wow. Thanks,
what
Hermes.
You say?
Thank you, Hermes. So yeah, Bayonetta and Darksiders are coming out on the same day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I thought Darksiders was January 1st. I thought that was the it was coming on a 1/1/10.
Is it? I don't know. I know
that's
it's
I
set on GameStop or whatever to be on the same day as Bayonetta.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay,
they might have changed it, but also Dark Souls looks more of like an adventure type game and stuff like that. But still, it's the combat is very similar, and the fact that it's coming out on the same day as Bayonetta. But I agree with Hermes; like, it's not so much an oversaturation, but just that all of them decided to come out all at once.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah,
not a good idea, really. That's why didn't one come out in, say, December? Like, or like, I don't get it. Like, one game like that during the holiday rush, I don't see anything wrong with that. Sure, you're not
right.
You're gonna have to go up against like Call of Duty and stuff, but you're a totally different genre. Like, the people that are playing Call of Duty, like the hardcore people that just want Call of Duty, are only gonna play Call of Duty anyway. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know. And those people bought Call of Duty.
That's the thing. It's all about how much money the average consumer has in his pocket, right? It's like, mm-hmm. you know, if you figure like the average consumer wants to buy like one game a month or something like that. And Call of Duty's coming out. Well, you know, chances are they're going to buy Call of Duty instead of Dante's Inferno.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course.
Not only because of its, of the fact that it's a first person shooter, but also the fact that it's a much more established, franchise, and Dante's Inferno is a new IP, which is unproven. So, I mean, that's another thing that they got to look at. I do think that it's a little oversaturated, being that all four of these games are coming out in the first quarter.
Right.
But, you know, it's like, what are they going to do? Hold on to it until June or something like that? I mean, what are they going to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I kind of get it, but at the same time, it's like, I would rather them be more spaced out. Because I'll be honest with you, chances are, I'm buying Bayonetta in January. I'm not buying Darksiders. I'll buy Darksiders in, like, April after I'm done playing Bayonetta, Dante's Inferno, and God of War.
Right.
You know? So
that's the thing. Like, I don't think it's anything oversaturation, because, I mean, last year we had stuff like Viking, we had Conan, we had, like, Ninja Gaiden 2, we had all these games. Like, all these games came up, they were spread out, but also the caliber of these games are getting so much better, because people, I think, are realizing that there's a market for them and more people like them. Because before, mm-hmm. there's really only, what, Devil May Cry, God of War, and then Ninja Gaiden that were actually considered, like, I guess, AAA.
Yeah,
and I don't even know. Like, a lot of people wouldn't even consider Devil May Cry AAA anymore, but
I do personally.
Yeah, so do I. But I mean, it's but now, like, Bayonetta, when that was first announced, everyone kind of laughed. It's like, oh, it's gonna be like a Devil May Cry ripoff.
You know why I laughed? To be honest with you, because it was Sega. That's exactly because and Sega really hasn't done anything to really impress me lately. As much as I love the Phantasy Star series, Phantasy Star Universe was not.
Valkyria Chronicles.
Well, yeah, Valkyria Chronicles was it's fucking awesome, and it's like Sega's shining light. But you know, Bayonetta was a complete surprise. I had no idea. They showed off this chick wearing almost nothing except for this like tight outfit that comes off when she attacks, and mm-hmm. she's got guns in her boots. What the fuck? Are you kidding me? And then you play the demo. It's like, this is fun. Holy shit. So,
and I did the same thing with Dante's Inferno. I was like, they're like at EA trying to, you know, cash in on this. And then they put the demo. I was like, oh, okay. This is good.
Now, of course,
look at EA cashing in on this.
Of course, we've always called, you know, Dante's Inferno a complete God of War clone, mm-hmm. which is not a bad thing. We said it's a good game. You know, even standing by itself, it's still a great game so far, what we've seen. But I haven't heard anybody call, and I haven't really played Bayonetta, but what I saw you guys play, like, over at Battle & Brew, it was a lot like Devil May Cry.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
It is. It's made by the same guy.
Yeah. Like,
is it a
Devil May Cry clone?
Yes.
Because I haven't heard anyone really say
for
that.
For sure, but
it is,
from what I've read from the early reviews is that it feels like Devil May Cry, but there's way more you can do. Like, you can customize a lot of stuff with what's-her-face. I can't remember her name. But, yeah, like, you can do a lot more. It gets a lot more deep. There's a lot more, you can, like, literally customize what kind of guns go on her shoes or what kind she's holding and stuff like that. So it's supposed to go a little bit more further than Devil May Cry does, but, I mean, it even looks like it's running on the same engine, but I don't know if that's, I'm sure that's not the case, because, I mean, that's a Capcom engine, so. Sure
And that's what's really holding me off on you saying this is a day one purchase for me, because Devil May Cry, you know, albeit they're fun games, I've never finished one completely, you know, completely through, because I just get to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm just tired of it. I like the game for what it is, but I'm just tired of it now, and I'm gonna stop playing. And I'm worried that, you know, this game's, you know, it's gonna be a $60 title now, and I don't want to drop any money on a game that's a you know, give or take what it is, but a Devil May Cry clone that I'm just going to say okay. Because, and it does seem kind of over the top, a little too over the top for me. With the, you know, with the content material, how things play out, and how just like, just balls nasty that game is. It is just like, you know, it seems a little bit too much. But, you know, we'll see.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
I could eat crow on that one.
Find some of those early reviews, because the last few Devil May Cry games have not gotten the best reviews ever.
No.
And this is getting phenomenal
reviews. Amazing.
So I'm thinking there it's going to be a little bit better than Devil May Cry. And every review I've read basically says there's so many like holy shit moments in this game that your jaw's just going to drop. It's like unbelievable. So,
well, even in just the demo, you get a lot of that with all the like the special kill moves that she does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of them are just freaking.
Those are pretty.
They're freaking cool, awesome, especially when you actually fight the boss and the dragon comes out and
plays
the dude's head off. It's like, dude. That was all, and that's when I was playing the 360 demo. I was playing it at Battle and Brew, and that's the scene that was happening when the chick behind me turned around and she goes, "I think I have game envy."
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah. We were sitting right there. That was pretty cool. If I can backtrack a little bit and add my two cents on what we were kind of touching upon.
No.
Okay, moving on. I'm going anyways.
Fine.
You know what we were, earlier talking about, you know, with the group of games, like there's so many coming out within the first quarter. We kind of touched upon, last year they were all spread out, but you had your lackluster kind of, you know, beat 'em ups, like, you know, Conan came out, which was trash, Viking, which was okay, you know, but they were spread out, but you know they didn't have that magic, you know, that God of War has, that Dante's hopefully will have, that Bayonetta seems to have, you know. But now we're getting these four games, which three of them I think it's pretty safe to say are going to be pretty well received. I'm really not too sure on how Darksiders is going to be received. I haven't really looked into any hands-on or anything like that. And of course, there's no demo out. But I am intrigued about it because the content material of the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse does seem interesting. I am interested in it. But I personally, yeah, it is oversaturation, but I don't have too much of a problem of four games of very, very similar or even the same genre coming out even in almost in the same month or even in the same week, because, you know, if these games are that good, I'll eventually play or pick, you know, each of them up as they come on. If these are four AAA titles, you know, in a span of just 3 months, so be it. I'm a happy gamer. You know, I'm a happy gamer. I'll eventually play these games, whether or not they're rented or whatnot. And so, yeah, even if it's a saturation, my question is this really a bad thing?
I
quite enjoy it. You know, I remember 2 years ago when these systems were coming out. 3 years ago when these systems were coming out, man, this thing's got eight games, and I'm bored as hell. You know, I'm actually happy that what in the world am I going to play? There's so much.
If you go right from one experience to another, that's very similar. Like, we talked about this earlier today, like, I barely play first-person shooters anymore because I played them so much. That's all I was buying. That's what I played. Like, I've barely touched Call of Duty or Modern Warfare 2. Like, I've played a couple nights online. I have no motivation. Like, last night I had free time and I could have done whatever people were on playing. I was like, I know I'm going to play Ninja Gaiden 2. So I think I'm, like, on an action game kick. I don't want that to happen. So I'm afraid that if I pick up Bayonetta, right after I'm done that, pick up Dante's Inferno, I don't want to happen once God of War 3 comes out and be like, yeah, you know what? I'm kind of sick of this right now. If that happens for God of War 3, I'm just going to stop gaming. Just like, screw that.
So skip Dante until after God of War.
Exactly.
Yeah, I could do that, yeah.
Yeah.
But then I might not like Dante. I might be like, meh, whatever. I want to enjoy all of them. Why couldn't it be January, then like, I don't know, May, and then sometime like August or something like that?
You don't have to play these games when they come out.
Yes,
you can,
I do.
You can hold them off.
I can't do that.
Jeff
I have
has
no
zero willpower
and no patience.
He has zero willpower. How many games do you have wrapped up on your shelf?
I know. At least I open all of them.
At least I
know.
Yeah, who are you to ask that, Chris?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
just
I'm just
three.
I have two wrapped up on my shelf right now. I can.
What are they?
Wet and Dead Space for PS3.
Oh, nice. Yeah, what's another one I want to pick up? But I'm waiting for that to hit the bargain bin.
Yeah, I got mine.
That's another one. That's another game that's similar to those. That's
What?
I like the demo, yeah.
I wouldn't really put it in that same category, though. I'd put it more in the category of, what was it? Shit. What was it?
Stranglehold?
Stranglehold? Yeah, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Wouldn't call those action games?
It's not really the same, in my opinion. I don't really classify it in the same type of action game.
It's not a beat-em-up, you know? It's more like a shoot-em-up type.
Yeah.
Well, not a shoot-em-up, but it's more of a third-person shooter.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's kind of same idea. And it's got that whole slowdown mechanic, too, so it's, you know, it's kind of Max Payne-ish, and I don't know. It doesn't fit in the same genre, in my opinion.
Yeah, true that.
Cool deal. All
right, you got another email for us?
We do have another. Hey, guys, it's Lee Kelly to answer your latest cue.
What up?
No, in short, there are not too many action games in this generation. Because I love the mindless escapism of Sigma 2 and the forthcoming Bayonetta and Dante's Inferno. Have a great show, crew. Keep up the good work. P.S. Sorry for the awful voicemail quality. P.P.S. After hearing all of Boiler's troubles with Left 4 Dead 2, I sent him a friend invite on Xbox Live. Aww. P.P.P.S. Sorry if my iPhone completely butchered this email. No, it was fine. You didn't have that sent from my iPhone, signature on the bottom, so I was happy with it. It was fine.
This was sent from my iPhone.
Yes, advertising.
One thing that I noticed about this email is that he actually got the PS part right. It's like so many people put like instead
PSS.
So many people put PSS. It's like post script. It's like that makes no fucking sense at all.
That's funny.
But yeah, he kind of covers the same idea. It's like the you know, it's if you're a fan of these types of games, the fact that there's four of them coming out in a span of 3 months may or may not be a good thing for you.
Well, it's just beware. It's just like you can get sick of something. Like, I mean, you might love chocolate. You eat chocolate like all day long for a week. You tell me how much you like chocolate. You're gonna get sick of it eventually. It's just like, oh, I can go for some chocolate right now, actually. But,
no, that's very
it's
true.
It's like anything you love, like the novelty eventually wears off, and then you're just kind of like, you want something new. It's like, I don't know. And some
it's
things
like,
that
it's
are
like porn.
Yeah, exactly.
More. See, and you get too more of it, like too much of it, and it's like, okay, I need some extreme stuff. Give me midgets.
See, my big thing right now
and
is
eventually
that...
go ahead.
I was going to say, my big thing is right now that I actually saw, I've seen or played demos of, you know, all of these games that are coming out, right? Darksiders is the one that I have seen most recently, like the one that I've been exposed to most recently. Mm-hmm. And it looks really fun. It looks really good.
They cleaned it up a lot. A lot of people were saying it was, I remember like two E3s ago, I think it was the One Up Yours was basically making fun. They didn't even name the game. They couldn't remember. I'm guessing this is it because it makes sense. They're like, we're at the THQ booth, and there was that game that the comment was like a wannabe God of War kind of thing where they mentioned that with them. It was like awful, looked terrible. And then I think it was supposed to come out that year. And then I think that THQ was like, hey, we might have something going on here. Let's you know, clean this puppy up and get it out there.
Yeah. But that's the thing. This game looks really good and it looks interesting to me, but it's going to be the one that falls to the wayside because I'm not going to buy Darksiders over Bayonetta. I'm just not going to. You know? So, you know, it's going to be one of those things where Bayonetta I'm going to try and beat in January and then I'm going to want to try and get Dante's Inferno in February because I don't want them to, you know, take out the special edition content that's coming with the PS3 version all of a sudden and me not be able to get my hands on that.
Yeah. I don't think they will.
I don't think they will either, but you know, it's one of those just in case things. And then, you know, I've got to get God of War as soon as it comes out. It's just,
of course.
Yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to midnight launch for that baby.
Yeah. I might be doing that.
Well, that's
too.
Perfect. Cause then what can happen here, Travis can buy Darksiders. You can buy Bayonetta and you can both convince each other to buy the other game.
Or we could just
so what are you doing during all this?
That's true, yeah.
Cool. All right. Do we have any more emails?
That's it from my side, man. That's it.
Shortest feature ever. All right, well, what do you guys think? What do you wrap up real quick?
I pretty much gave mine. I don't think it's oversaturated because I think we have probably about the same amount we've had before in other years, just that the quality's gone up and they've decided just all to throw them in one part of the year.
Yep.
And that's just... sucks, but it's good and it sucks. We'll see.
And you know what? This is one of the first time that I can remember this genre really being like kind of like, you know, hoed out within a certain, you mm-hmm. know, same part of the year. Let them try it. You know, the first person shooter genre did it for almost 6 straight months, maybe more. You know, let these beat 'em ups kind of, you know, get their due. Let them see what they can do.
Mm-hmm. And like Travis said too, like 2 years ago we complained, or last year we complained, like, there's nothing ever new coming out in the new year. It's like, there's nothing, it's such a drought, whatever. And now we're like, I wish there was a fucking drought so I can finish all these games that are coming out. So, I mean, which one's worse? Like,
as gamers, we can never be happy. It's like, if there's a drought, we complain because there's no fucking new games. And when there's not a drought, it's like, I have so many games to play and I can't, my backlog just keeps growing.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't win. You can't win. But yeah, I'm with you guys. I mean, I am a big fan of this genre. I love the action games big time, and you know, I'm all about all of them coming out. I just wish it wasn't all in the first quarter of next year. You know, I wish they were spaced out a little bit more. Chances are, I will play and buy all 4 of them. It's just a matter mm-hmm. of when and how much I pay for them. So. But yeah, I mean, is it an oversaturation? Maybe. I mean, I guess we'll it's hard to say for sure until like April. But in my opinion, it's when you look at the number of these types of games that are on store shelves right now, it's not even close to the amount of like FPSs that are on store shelves.
No.
So, but I don't necessarily think it's an oversaturation. I just think that the ones that are coming out are all coming out at the same time, and they're all pretty high profile. I mean, Darksiders is probably the lowest profile of the 3 that are coming out, and people still know about that game. So mm-hmm.
yeah,
you know,
well, look at the fighting, like the fighting game resurgence that happened earlier this year. Like
yeah.
that was kind of an oversaturation as well. I mean, we had Street Fighter 4, Blaze Blue, Marvel vs. Capcom 2. There might be another one.
King of Fighters.
King of Fighters 12. And then
Tekken 6 came out too. So
yeah, and the problem there is no one plays any of those games right now except for Street Fighter 4. And I mean, when all those the ones that came out, like I remember Marvel vs. Capcom, Blaze Blue, and Street Fighter 4 were all pretty close to each other.
Yeah.
And Marvel vs. Capcom 2 fell off really, really fast. And I think it's because there's just too many fighters people were playing, and they couldn't stick to just one. And luckily, though, action games are single player, so you don't have to worry about going online and be like, okay, what fighting game are people playing tonight? But right. I mean, I think it might happen. Like one for sure, but if not one, maybe 2 of these games, and probably put our finger on which 2 they're going to be that are just not going to do too well, like mm-hmm. sales wise.
Yeah, but if I had to put my finger on 2 games that were not going to do as well, honestly, I think it's probably going to be Darksiders and probably Dante's Inferno.
I would say Darksiders and Bayonetta.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree, Darksiders and Bayonetta 2. I think that demo really, really for Dante's Inferno really helped, whereas I think Bayonetta's like that over the topness I was kinda talking about may have turned some people off. Because yeah. I've been talking to
it
some
may
people.
Happen. Yeah, it's just true.
Yeah, I've been EA's. Talking to some people over, you know, my neck of the woods, and they're like, I just didn't like that Bayonetta. It's too crazy for me. and I was like, I feel the same way.
EA's marketing budget versus Sega's, and EA's already started that whole viral campaign with Dante's Inferno. Like,
dude, there's so many viral ads out there for this
they're
game.
They're gonna whore it out.
Did you guys
so
see
much.
Did you guys see the We Pray shit that they had going
yeah.
on?
yeah.
That stuff
funny.
Was hilarious. I thought it was legit,
that
man.
Was,
I seriously
was
thought it was legit.
And wait, was that the fake? They did like some sort of fake, like they stood outside of a
had like a Wiimote that looks like a cross, basically.
Oh no, okay, I didn't see that.
I'll have to send you the link. If I remember, I'll put it in the show notes.
Okay,
but,
yeah, that sounds really cool.
It's hilarious, and they had like this, and I actually saw the ad for this. Like they have a, it's like WePray.com or something like that. And I actually had I saw the ad for this before they had their quote unquote pre-order start. And, like, they had a little box out to the side that said pre-order on November 20, whatever. And, apparently, as soon as midnight hit on that date, they put this, like, viral ad up there that said that when you click on the pre-order, it comes up and says that, you know, you're looking at, it talks about, the way that you worship and how it's a sin and you're going to like the seventh layer of hell or something like that. And it says pre-order Dante's Inferno.
but did you see that one of their earliest, one of their most earliest, advertisements for that when they were doing the whole viral campaign. They staged that fake protest.
Yes, yeah, that was hilarious. Yes.
I thought that was amazing.
Such a great idea.
E3, they were handing out flyers or something.
They had some backlash.
They had like the anti-Dante's Inferno thing going on at E3. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the thing. Most of the ads that you've seen for Dante's Inferno, most of the ways that you've heard about it has been through this viral ad campaign that they've been doing. And shit, if we couldn't do like an entire show on this kind of stuff.
Right.
Yes. Maybe we will soon. That was actually one of the suggestions that we got when we were doing the Find a Fourth thing, but. We'll get to that. Maybe we'll get to that early next year or something like that. But
that'd be interesting to talk about. Actually, that would. A lot of companies have done advertising.
That's good.
But yeah, so I mean, it's hard to say how they're going to do it. But you guys make a very good, very very valid point. Bayonetta is very over the top, and EA's marketing budget is way over Sega's, especially right now. Sega's not doing too hot.
But go buy Bayonetta.
Yes, I would say go buy Bayonetta. Support Platinum Games and Sega in this game because it's fucking awesome.
Cheers.
Cool. I think that is all I have. How about you guys?
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad it's gonna. Yeah. I'm probably gonna play the Dante's Inferno demo and the Bayonetta demo after this. So.
And I will probably buy all four of these damn games in the first quarter of next year. All right, let's do some new releases.
All right, we got some for repeat.
A little change up this week. He apparently. Didn't get something in time, so instead of sending us a voicemail, he sent us a little email, so I'm going to read that.
You have to do an Australian accent.
Can't do that, sorry.
Oh. Crikey!
It's just not going to be the same.
Sorry, I hate to disappoint you. All right, here we go. Sorry for the non-voiced version this week, but I got sidetracked last night, and when I was supposed to record, due to Sony's complete ineptitude towards hardware design and
or dang, await my skills. Baby. Sorry, that was terrible. That wasn't even Australian. I didn't know what that was. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Australia's phobia.
Fosters.
Anyway, to the releases, and much like last week, there's very little of interest. Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, The Crystal Bearers for the Wii is the only moderately interesting thing. Then again, it's a Final Fantasy game, and it contains neither dungeon nor chocobo in its title, so I couldn't give a shit about it. I have heard it contains a butt-bumping minigame, much like DOA One Step Removed from Porn Edition.
Nah.
So it might be right up Jeff's alley.
Did he actually put that, or do you add that?
No, he actually put that. So.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Later, repeat. All right, repeat nailed it right on the head. There is nothing coming out next week. The most interesting thing besides what he talked about, and what he talked about is the most interesting thing, is Guitar Hero Van Halen, which is coming out for all systems that have Guitar Hero, so whatever the fuck you want to think about. But that's it. That's all that's coming out next week. So, yeah, don't expect to do anything with your money next week for anything new. If you want to buy something, go buy Pixel Junk Shooter PCP. Or something like that. So
yeah,
that's my pick of the week. It's go back to
pick of the week again.
Actually, you know what? Fuck that. Go find Valkyria Chronicles because damn it, that game needs to be purchased by more people.
Yeah, it's like what, $40 new now?
It's probably if that.
Yeah, it must have dropped.
Yeah, it dropped.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, do something like that or go back to your backlog or go buy just a new game that you just forgot to buy these past couple of months. Or just, yeah, I don't know, eat some chips.
Chips.
And if you're not interested in any of the games that we just mentioned for you to buy, here is a voicemail that we got from one Mr. Ryan Smith, otherwise known as Taren on VG Evo. He has a little hands-on with a PSP game that I've never tried, and I don't think any of us have tried it at all. So why don't you give that a listen, and maybe it'll be of interest to you. Here you go.
Hey, guys. It's Ryan/Taren here. Not calling really to answer question of the week, but I wanted to sort of do like a pocket distraction. A week ago, I got Kenka Bansho Badass Rumble, and it's probably one of the most fun PSP games that I've played in a long while now. The concept of the game is simple. You're a Bansho, or a badass, of your school, and you're going on a week-long field trip to Kyoto. now this is a big event, and all the other schools in Japan will be there too, and you decide that you want to take out all the other banchos to become the number one in all of Japan. I admit this is an extremely shallow storyline, but the fun and badass rumble isn't in the storyline, it's just plain fun to play. Basically, you play through each day, which is on a timer, going through various parts of Kyoto, looking for banchos to pick fights with. You can also pick fights with regular angsty students who drop items and money upon being defeated. Among these items, there's a chance that they'll drop their school's itinerary, which basically shows what part of Kyoto their bancho will be at and what day they'll be there. There are two settings, AM and PM. So, and all that's on a timer. The more you fight, the more you level up and learn new moves, which you can incorporate into your own style of combat. It's a very customizable system they have. Also, after you defeat a bancho, you get his super special move, and he becomes your peon, available for you to call for backup if you get into trouble or if you need it. You spend the money you get by defeating the students for a variety of things. You can use it for aesthetics like clothing, different weapons, food and stamina drinks, and even a taxi ticket, which lets you call a taxi. Initiating combat is pretty fun. You shoot out these things called Menchi beams, or basically stare down your opponent. Your opponent will then do the same thing with you, and then that initiates it. Once battle's initiated, you have the opportunity to diss him using a multiple choice quick time event. The game will tell you what you're supposed to say. For example, stay away from me, but it will split up the phrase and mix it in with other words that sound the same. So if you rush it, you might end up being like, stray fillet on me. And that causes a humorous reaction from your opponent. And it's funny because it's different depending on what phrase you actually say. Like, everyone's afraid of me. If you accidentally say everyone's afraid of you, he'll be like, oh, you're right. But if you say something stupid like, you know, stray fillet on me, he's like, what? You're stupid. And then he gets the first hit. But if you are able to put in the successful diss, which would be, you know, stay away from me, then you get the preemptive attack. There's like 40 schools to conquer in the game, so it's huge. So far, I've really had a lot of fun with it. I highly recommend playing this game because, you know, it's one of those things where you can get a quick 10-minute game in if you want, or you can play for a few hours, and it's one of those pick-up-and-play games that's really a lot of fun. Alice is really well known for being hit or miss. Either their games are really good or they're you know, they're not that great. But in this case, I'm going to have to go ahead and say that Kinkabancho Badass Rumble is a really fun game. Well, that's it for my experimental pocket distraction. If you guys dig it, I'll totally do another. Right now I'm playing Legend of Zelda Spirit Tracks. I think that'll be fun to do a little blurb on. I just want to say congrats to Travis. The new site looks great. Keep up the good work. This is Ryan saying keep it in your pocket.
All right, so thank you very much, Ryan, for that.
Yeah.
And,
Ryan.
You know, it sounds kind of interesting. I haven't really delved into it that much. I'll have to look some more information about it. But
I've never even heard of it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, same.
All right, so Travis.
Yo.
How about some emails?
We got to emails.
Got to emails.
All right, we got us our first one here from Snakeozilla from the BG Evo forums. This is actually more towards you, Jeff.
Okay.
It says, hey, Geoff.
You're a douche.
I just listened to the last podcast and was a little perplexed by the assumption that Captain Price was in Call of Duty 2, 4, and Modern Warfare 2. I did a little research and found out that there was indeed a Captain Price in Call of Duty 2, but they are not the same. If Price was 30 during World War 2, he would have been 80 to 90 years old during Modern Warfare 1 and 2. Whoa, spoilers!
Yeah, that's the joke. That's why you do it.
That is all, Jay. He also gave us a link to prove that you were absolutely wrong.
Yeah, I'm totally right. Infinity Ward has come out and said that Captain Price is in every single game, and it's like a running joke. It's like the
it's like
Carmine.
Sid in Final Fantasy.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Or like Carmine.
There's always a Sid. It's just never the same guy twice.
Yeah, yeah. But he has the crazy mustache, I think, in all of them, if I remember correctly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, what do you guys think? What do you guys think about that new Medal of Honor that they're talking about?
I'm interested.
It looks cool, yeah, but yeah. I mean, I'm kind of bummed out on shooters right now. Like, I had the Mag beta and the Battlefield beta, and I, like, a year ago or earlier this year, I would have been like, yeah, let's, I'm going to play that shit, and I haven't even, like, barely touched them.
There's so many, there's just too many shooters out, and it's like, none of them do anything amazingly different that make me want to play them, you know? It's like, Borderlands, that's it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Snakeozilla.
Thanks, Snakeozilla. Oh, by the way, Snakeozilla, I couldn't find I couldn't find a Ryu controller for you. Sorry, man. Figures the day I told I was going to pick up one of the Ryu Street Fighting pads for him if I saw one, because I was seeing them everywhere finally. And figures the day I tell him that, I'm like, yeah, I can grab one for you. They're sold out everywhere again, and they haven't come back.
Figures. So, you're so unreliable, yeah. Jeff.
I know. It sucks.
Damn, oh, well. Canadians.
Moving on. I'm over it.
All right, Travis, what else we got?
We have one more. They say, hey, Indus crew, be wrong here. First of all, it was really depressing hearing Jason will be leaving the audio portion of Indus. I wasn't really expecting that one of you will be leaving or replaced. Anyway, congrats to Travis. I wish someday I can join you guys, even for just one episode. There's still a fourth seat open, right, since Jason's doing the site and videos? Okay. On to my questions.
Hey, questions. All right.
You guys complained, or maybe it was only Jason, of how short the Uncharted games were, but you never did complain about how Modern Warfare 2 was Modern Warfare 2 was only for 3 hours. It was more of a movie in first person compared to Uncharted 2. Do you want to go question by question?
Yeah, we can go question by question.
Yeah, let's do that.
This was more of Jason's thing, I think.
And in Jason's defense, he didn't play Modern Warfare 4 or Modern Warfare Call of Duty 4 or Modern Warfare 2. Why'd they have to change the titles like that? So, I mean, he just might not realize how short the Call of Duty games.
Well, I think more than anything, because if you think about it, the more of it was targeted at the original Uncharted, which was, it was a short game. You know, you can complete the game in 8 to 10 hours easily. And but there was no multiplayer element of it. Mm-hmm. Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, and Modern Warfare 2, there's always been that multiplayer element to it. So even when you finish the campaign mode, there's still gameplay there that you can enjoy. You know, Uncharted 1, when you're done, you're done. Yeah. Uncharted 2, he didn't really, you know, mess with the besides the initial impression that he was giving off before the game came out, he didn't really comment about the length of the game that I can remember. Probably because first of all, they increased the length of the game. It's about, you know, it took me about 12 hours, I think. And right. Then take that and then put it with the multiplayer mode. That's pretty damn solid, I must say.
It was a really good package.
Yeah. And I don't think it was really mentioned.
And it depends on the game too. I mean, an action adventure game I expect to be longer than a first person shooter, just because, like you said, mm-hmm. the multiplayer aspect and all that kind of stuff. Like if I play an action adventure game that's between like 6 and 8 hours, I'd be like, holy shit, that's short. Mm-hmm. And then, but if I played one that was like 10 to 12, I think that's perfect. If I played a shooter that was like 11 hours, I'd be like, this is too freaking long.
Right.
So it's, I don't know. It depends on the genre for me what I'd classify as short and like too long, too short, or just right.
Yeah. And I think I did touch on the shortness of the campaign, the single player campaign in Modern Warfare 2. But
is this shorter than the first one, isn't it? And the first one was
much
only
shorter.
Like,
it's almost like 2 hours shorter than the first one.
Wow, really? Because the first one was only like 6 hours long.
Yeah, this one I beat in about 4.5, almost 5. It was about 4.5 hours. It's really, really short.
Yeah, it's pretty
but
short.
But what I was trying to say, then, similar to the first game, I mean, even though I do like the single player campaign a little better on the first Modern game, I mean, it may be only 4.5 hours, but I'm telling you, to me personally,
it's intense.
It is all quality.
Yeah.
All quality.
It's never boring.
Exactly, where you will have some games that's maybe a 10, 12-hour games, but you're going to have some major roles
like Halo,
in the action.
Killzone, and like those games are both longer. Resistance, they're all longer than Call of Duty Modern Warfare, but
there's
I can pick out boring
time.
Spots those games where I'm just like, I'll go back to Halo and be like, I just want to play a level, and there's so many levels I'll be like, Nah, that one's too boring, too boring. Whereas Call of Duty 4, I can pick up, or Modern Warfare, and be like, I'm just going to play a level. Yeah. I can pick, like, any one of them. And
just
be
close
like,
your eyes
awesome.
And pick one, yeah. And they're all good. And something that, you know, Infinity Ward does with that quality, there's always something big that happens in each.
Yeah.
You know, there's a climax to each level. And it's really, really good. So, yeah, it is short. And I think, you know, I know for a fact that I did touch on it a little bit, but it's all quality. I love it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Agreed.
Good stuff.
Question number two. What are the specs of your PCs/Macs?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Well,
dog shit mixed with bird poop with a little bit of, I don't know.
Moose droppings.
Yeah, piece of shit keyboard. I just cleaned that thing.
I have a 32-bit Intel Core Duo Quad.
Oh, look at you.
And it's, I think it clocks in at like 2.2 or 2.4 gigahertz. 3 gigs of RAM and a GeForce 8800.
Did you say 3 megs of RAM?
3 gigs. Sorry. Oh. Did I say megs?
I don't know. That's what I heard. You might have said gigs.
I meant gigs. I'm running Vista, so I automatically need 1 gig for the operating system alone.
Hey, it's the PS3 of PCs.
And then I have a GeForce 8800 GT Overclock Edition. So, yeah, I can run decent stuff. You know, I run Borderlands at max settings on PC. So
cool.
Yep.
Travis is just as e-tarded as I am, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so. I have an HP laptop.
Travis also has Travis also has a laptop that he got from Jason and he's had for like a week.
Be wrong? Email Jason and ask him.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know.
Yeah, I honestly couldn't tell you. I know I bought the video card for it, but I can't remember what it is. And I literally went in the store and said, listen, I want a video card that will make Warcraft look pretty for the most part. And he's like, but cheap. He's like, this one. I'm like, okay. I can't remember. It wasn't that expensive, though.
Easy
and Torchlight works. So there we go.
Yeah.
Torchlight and World of Warcraft can run at pretty much full settings.
Well, Torchlight's full settings. What else do you really need?
That's true.
That's true. Yeah.
That is very true. Diablo 3 when it comes out.
What else we got?
Number 3. Where did you guys get your awesome code names?
Wow, this is something we've talked about quite a few times, actually.
Like our screen names?
Your avatar name, yeah. Shino, yeah. Unistrike, Coffee.
Okay. I can go first if you guys want me to.
Go ahead.
Go for it.
I am big into RPGs. I always have been. One of my favorite RPGs on the PS1 was Suikoden. And there was a character in that game that I really enjoyed having in my party. And just happened to be a dog, actually. And his name was Shiro, S-H-I-R-O. I just changed the R to an N and got Shino out of it. And the end of it comes from basically my... When I bought my first new car, it was about almost 9 years ago now. It was a Mitsubishi Eclipse, a 2001 Mitsubishi Eclipse. So I just tacked it on to the end, so it ended up being Shinobishi. So whenever Shino is not available, I usually use either Shinobishi or Shinomitsu. That's kind of what I've been steering towards. So yeah, that's how I got mine.
Yeah, and mine's just a playoff. My name that when I worked at a restaurant, because it's spelled G-E-O-F-F, instead of calling me Goff, which eventually turned into Goffy, which I actually hated at first, and then it kind of grew on me. And then I was like, I'm going to start calling that. That's going to be my my handle for now on.
See, I always want to call you Joffy, because it's
Joffy, yeah.
I don't know what it is, but Americans, they either go Goofy, Goofy, or Joffy. I don't know what it is. I'm like, how can it be Joffy?
That's the thing, because I know your name is Jeff, and not...
Oh, yeah.
Goff.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I call you, I look at it and Joffy. I see Joffy instead of Goffy.
Yeah, that's a good explanation. But I don't know where people get some of the other ones from, like online. I'm like, that's not even close. But yeah, that's how I got mine.
Cool.
And okay. I just kind of stuck. That was a long time ago. Holy shit.
Right.
What about you, Mr. Spoiler Alert?
Let's see. Well, there was a episode. It's actually my favorite episode of How I Met Your Mother.
I just started watching that show, by the way.
It's good, right?
I just literally just started watching it over the weekend. I'm already at like halfway through season two. It's awesome.
Well, there's an episode called Spoiler Alert, and it happens to be my favorite one. And when my wife and I picked up Rock Band 2 and we started a band together, we called it
Spoiler Alert.
And I just decided to hop on. You know, I found VG Evo, and I was like, okay, what do I use? I was like, oh, yeah, the episode, the band name, that's perfect. Spoiler Alert. People can just call me Spoiler. And that's it.
Hmm. So okay. What do you know what season that's on?
I think it's on fourth.
Oh, no. Okay. It's, no, the episode?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's on season two.
Okay, so I'm on season two now, so I'm probably going to get to it eventually. Yeah, damn it, I kind of wish you didn't tell me, so I would see it and be like, hey, spoiler! Wait a second.
They don't say it in the show. It's the episode, Jeffrey's and a girl, and everybody hates her, and he doesn't know why, because he just wants to have sex with her so he don't see her flaws, and it's that episode.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's not the crazy eyes one.
It's the one where the glass breaks every time you realize, oh, yeah.
I love that
one. That's a good episode.
Okay, I haven't seen that one yet.
I actually started watching that show because it's got the number one on my top five in it.
Allison Hannigan.
Oh, yeah.
I am so in love with that girl. I have no idea why, because she's so freaking cute.
Doesn't she look better after she's had that baby? She's like filled out more. Like, she looks really good.
She was really hottest when they did the evil episode on Buffy. I'm sorry. That's...
Oh, with her black eyes.
Oh,
and her
my
black
goodness.
Hair.
I was like, oh,
I love
my
a chick
God.
With black eyes.
Turn me into your zombie slave or something. I have, whatever.
But she only likes girls, so you're out of luck.
That's fine. I'll watch. She can have fun with Crystal. I'm good with that.
Hey-o. Hey, do you know she's really with Wesley from Buffy? I guess who she's married to and has a baby with.
Really?
Wow, you guys are talking about Buffy. This is awesome. This is our show. This is a brand new low that we've hit right now.
No, we're talking about Allison Hannigan. It's different.
No, okay.
All right, let's move on.
All right. Well, that's all for me, guys.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Thanks, B-Ron. Awesome to think our names are awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, how did you get your name, by the way? I like that's B-Ron. Is that like... Because it's pronounced B-E... And then wrong. That's interesting. I want to know where that came from.
Yeah, mail us back and let us know what your name is about.
Damn right.
Cool.
All right, so I got something here for you guys.
Cool.
Maybe I won't fuck it up like I did last week.
Ooh.
All right, here we go.
And now it's time for another edition of...
Random questions. From
I love these.
Hi.
Alright guys, this week simply I want to know, what is the best bet you've ever won and the worst bet that you have ever lost?
Oh man, I make so many bets lose so many bets, win so many bets.
I don't really make bets that often.
I actually won one from UnGLF actually just this year, last year. With Crayman, who anyone who came to Innesfest.
Oh, I remember that.
He was there. I bet him, or he bet me. There's two bets going on.
It was Resistance and Gears 2. It was Resistance 2 and Gears 2. And
yes,
you
it was
bet him
two
that
Gears
Resistance 2 would not come within 1 million copies.
No. That
Gears
was
2 or something.
See, you're mixing the two up because I had two bets going on at the same time. Okay. I lost one of them, won one. I had one going on with Crayman, which was I bet him a game of choice, either way, that Gears of War 2 would outsell Resistance 2 by at least double. And then it totally did. Like, easily. Like, it was, I'm pretty sure it wasn't even close, as far as I remember. And then I had a bet with Clown from GLF, who's my best friend.
yeah, you and BSV.
Yeah, this is for GTA 4. I told him it would outsell the 360 version would outsell the PS3 version by 1 million. And I was off by like under 100,000. So it was so damn close, but I lost that one. Hmm. That was one I really didn't want to lose. So it really sucked that I lost one, because technically I know it wasn't exactly 1 million. I should have said roughly 1 million, but whatever. Semantics. Okay, whatever, I lost. Big deal. But yeah, winning the game was pretty cool. And he actually came through too. I wanted Mirror's Edge at the time, and he sent me a copy of Mirror's Edge. So thanks, Grayman.
Cool.
Yeah, very cool. I don't really.
Oh, I got one.
Bet that I'll go ahead. Go for another one. I'm still trying to think of another one.
This is one not so much that I won, because this is one that you really. This is one. That, no, okay. A lot of people took part in this bet, but you didn't. I think I might have. For some reason, I think I told this story on the show before, but I'm going to tell it again. Fuck it. It's awesome. I'll remember the story forever. We were playing a drinking game. A bunch of us all went to this place called Collingwood, which is basically like a ski type area. There's like one of the more large ski hills and around the area. It's about like an hour and a half, 2 hours out. And we're, you know, came in from like snowboarding and skiing and stuff like that. And we're just like playing a drinking game in our room. And we decided to play, I can't remember what exactly the game was called. Basically, whoever lost had to wear their boxers on their head and be the beer lackey for the entire night. So whoever was taking part in this bet, and whoever lost, you'd be like, hey, I need a beer, get me a beer. And they basically had to do whatever you told them to. Like, within certain, like, you know, like, some reason. Like, it couldn't be something, like, absolutely ridiculous. So what you had to do was, whoever broke the seal first lost. That's basically all it was. So we're sitting there going, like, you know, drinking for a while, quite a long time. And eventually it starts kicking in. You see people kind of, like, rocking back and forth, standing up, and just kind of like, you know, doing the pee dance, whatever. And then people started putting on like the longest pee by Adam Sandler and kept bringing up like water references and stuff. And it got down to the point where I was like, this hurts so much. Holy shit. I'm going to lose this. This is terrible because this is like my idea. I can't lose this. This is ridiculous. So I'm like, hey, I'm like, Espo, let's go out for a cigarette. So we went out for a smoke. We're sitting there. And that's the worst thing to do, by the way, when you have to pee. And I was younger at the time, so I didn't realize that smoking was like a stimulant. So if you have to go, it just makes it that much worse. So I'm there. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to go all over the place. So I crouch down. I'm like on the balcony. I'm like, oh, I can't take anymore. So I open the door to the room. I'm like walking kind of fast towards the washroom. I reach for the washroom door, and next thing I know, a buddy of mine pushes me out of the way, dives into the washroom, nice. And goes. And I was like, yes. Yeah. So I ran out the other way and, of course, went off the balcony. Because it was the most painful thing I've probably ever gone through in regards to that. And I was just so happy that I didn't lose that. Yeah,
that's never a good thing to bet on.
Yeah, it was terrible. I'd never do that again. And, yeah, I didn't have to wear my boxers on my head or get people their beer. But he did. Dan, how you doing?
Nice. You found one yet, Chris?
Mine's kind of boring. The only thing I can think of is that I bet on the Giants-Bills Super Bowl back in 90-something, and I won because I bet the Giants would win, and the guy gave me 3 points and said the Bills would win.
What'd you win?
I don't, like 10 bucks like or something like 10, that. It was something bucks. Retarded.
You have a gambling problem, buddy.
I do. I know. I'm horrible. I bet all the time. It's crazy.
All right,
Travis.
Well, I am literally in the midst of one of these bets. So maybe Aces can, like, you know, remind me to tell the story come late January. I'm in a bet right now with my brother-in-law. He just outright told me what I believe the NFL season is gonna, you know, end up. He totally disagrees. And him and I both were drinking. So you have two guys drinking, arguing about football.
It's the best time to make bets.
You know, bets are going to ensue. Well, one did. And, I say pretty much the game for the NFC, for the NFC side of the Super Bowl is going to come down to the, New Orleans Saints.
Woo woo.
And the, Minnesota Vikings.
Nice.
I think it's completely obvious that that's just how the NFC Championship's going to go. He completely disagrees because he hates both teams. He's from Chicago. He hates the Saints because of me. He hates the Vikings because he's from Chicago and he's so close to Minnesota. So, that being said,
how's Jay Cutler working for you?
Yeah, I wonder, right? I think they're benching him this week. They are. But anyway, they have, he watches How I Met Your Mother as well. So, Chris, you can imagine what bet we have going down for this particular bet. Someone's going to slap someone in the face.
Oh, you guys are doing the slap bet.
We're doing a slap bet. So, if people who haven't seen this show, what a slap bet is, you just do a normal bet. The winner of this bet gets to slap the other person in the face as hard as he can.
Whenever they want. It doesn't have to happen at any particular point.
Whenever they want. It doesn't happen then. It's whenever
it could be when
want,
they least expect it. So they could be like in the middle of like cooking dinner or something and it just slaps the fuck out of them.
Yeah, one big slap. Now, of course, there are other, you know, if you do a bet, if you slap someone when you're actually wrong, the person gets like penalty slaps and they can get spread out throughout. Someone can do your slaps for you. It's crazy. You got a bet commissioner that actually places the rules.
Slap commissioner.
Oh yeah, we got a commissioner and everything. Megan's cousin is the slap bet commissioner.
Nice.
Because Megan couldn't do it and Megan's sister couldn't do it because, you know, conflict of interest. They're married to the two combatants.
Right, right.
So they couldn't go at it. So yeah, we got a slap bet going on. So aces,
combatants.
So aces, if you can remember, buddy, remind me come around when the next time we record after the 21st or the 22nd, I think it is. That's when the playoffs are. Well, this game is going to happen.
If you show up, if you show up to my birthday with like a big ass bruise on your face, I'll know you lost.
Well, we actually talked about it. We're thinking about videotaping.
Nice, put it up on YouTube.
Because I think he lives kind of they live like an hour and a half away, so the slap bet's going to have to happen the next time we see each other after the game. So someone's getting slapped in the face.
Document it.
Oh yeah, I think it's going to happen.
Oh, that's awesome.
In my benefit. So yeah, that's what's going on.
Good stuff. All right. What do we have left? I don't even know. Let's give something away.
Sounds good.
All right, so we are giving away Duke Nukem 3D from goodoldgames.com, GOG.com.
Come get some.
We've been doing this one for 3 weeks. I believe we're doing our review for this game next week on episode 109. So I am at random.org, and I'm generating my random number, and the number is 13.
Woo!
Lucky number 13 is Noel A. That is...
Hey!
What the... There's no last
Noel
name. So
A
just
or
Noel
Noella?
A. So I guess her last name starts with A, or his last name starts
or
with
his.
A.
Or his. It could be Noel.
Could be Noel. That's true. So Noel or Noel, thank you very much for entering. Congratulations on winning... what are we playing? Duke Nukem 3D?
Duke Nukem 3D.
What are you playing?
I'm on top Valkyria of things. I'm playing Valkyria Chronicles. I will send you an email after the show is published with your code. So I hope you enjoy the game, and I hope you enjoy the show.
Congrats.
All right, so all we got left is question of the week, right?
Yep.
We do have question of the week.
All right, so now we're about to start our yearly stuff. We start, you know, once we get towards the end of the year, we start doing, you know, typical things for 2009, 2010, that kind of thing. Next week we are revisiting our predictions that we made at the beginning of the year. So, question of the week is what predictions have you made and, did they come true or not? So we're going to go with that.
This'll be interesting.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I got to go back and listen to the show and find out, find out what I
see
what
how many swings
right
and misses we have.
Yeah, and see the good thing is that when you know, even though Travis wasn't on the show at the time we did our predictions, he did send us a voicemail in that on that episode. So he does have something to go off of. It's going to be good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so you can answer the question of the week by sending us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail. That number is 706-760-4337.
It's like Leap, but it's not.
You can also get us on Google Talk. That's interactivedistractions@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Jason, and Indus Geoff.
That's G-E-O-F-F.
Geoff!
Why the hell did Jason's name come before mine? He's not even on the audio show.
Because I like to hear
Douche.
You say G-E-O-F-F after it.
Well... F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. I was going to do that. Damn. All right. We also have a Facebook group that is being updated now, thanks to you, Travis. And that is Interactive Distractions Podcast. And I think that is about it. You guys have anything else before we wrap up?
Yeah, one more thing. We did our little skit thing with the Down to 4X
yes.
podcast,
oh, so
which
good.
Actually turned out really, really good.
It
even
did.
Though
I was
thought,
laughing my ass
yeah,
off.
If, check it out, guys.
If you haven't heard their
it's
show,
amazing.
It's really, really, really awesome. Like, seriously, Give it a shot. It's original. It's not like your typical podcast. In fact, I wouldn't even call it a podcast.
I wouldn't
like
Chris call said, it a podcast, too. It's a
Chris
comedy
said
show. Called,
like, it's like a comedy it's sitcom.
An,
yeah,
it's like a radio. Show. It's like an audio sitcom. It really is. And it's
exactly.
Hilarious. And they do this week's episode, they do this whole thing where like it starts out that they're... they
don't
got a review copy of Heavy Rain.
Yeah, Heavy Rain.
And they're not supposed to be able to talk about it. And they start
and
to talk about
goes
it.
Down.
And then all kinds of shenanigans start happening.
David Cage comes after. Them, yeah, funny.
It's good things.
It's funny as hell, guys. Go check it out. Do they have? Is their website done for it?
Well, definitely there is. We'll definitely put in the show notes. But also the easiest way to get to it is probably just go to vgevo.com.
Look in the other podcast section.
Go to other podcast network. And then just they're right there. It's like the third one. Just look for down to for it X.
F-O-R-I-T, not forward. F-O-R-I-T.
Yes. It's like
down
the Scottish version saying down to for it X, like they're doing a Hadouken in Street Fighter. So, and then you can stream, because I'm pretty sure it might be down to for it X.com or down to for it X.com, to tell you the truth. I can't really remember right now, which is terrible.
They're on Twitter, down to for it X.
They're on
and
Twitter.
They said they're working on RSS feed, so that you will be able to subscribe to it soon. They said so. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. But yeah, so we are on this show, and and check out their backlog too. They're only four episodes in, but they're already really 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 good.
Yeah,
just check it out.
And
it's funny.
Very good production value. It's impressive. So definitely check them out.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, let's get out of here.
All right.
Hope you guys enjoyed the show. If you did enjoy the show, please tell a few friends about us. We'd appreciate it. And if you're on iTunes, please leave us a review. We would appreciate that as well. So thank you for listening, and until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games. We'll talk to you next week.
Peace.
Out.